And we have made it. Yes, we have made it to Friday. Good Friday, my friends. Welcome into the Chase and Big Joe show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. I got him back. I had to give him up this week. Just custody issues, but I got him back. Dr. Crane with us today because Chase is off. Dr. Crane, good to have you back, buddy.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be back. It's let's just put it this way. I'm a morning guy. I'm a morning guy through and through.
Okay. Well, I'm not a big fan of the custody decision that we got regarding Chase and I over you for Stillman in the afternoon, but you know, one more day.
Yeah, there's something about that. There's also the LinkedIn thing that came into play with all of it. So, you know, we're just gonna have to go through the process. Keep going through.
So this is like when you're that divorced dad and I don't get to see you till Sunday, but Friday I get to take you to lunch, you know, and so this is like taking you to lunch.
Well, hopefully our lunch is delicious. That's all I got to say.
It will be. Nick Kayser running the show today. Nick, you're going to be an active participant in the show today. You ready for this?
Hell yeah, man. Let's go.
Because when the cat's away, the mice are going to play. So with, and God bless Chase McCabe. Once again, he's out of town, which is great because our company here is fantastic and wonderful. Let people explore their options in their freelance world. And Chase, again, is up in New York City getting yet another, except this time it's a cloud architecture storage certification from LinkedIn.
So does he have to have an engineering degree for that?
He does not.
Wow.
That's how good he is. I mean, his cloud certification is already good, but now cloud architecture storage certification, it's next level.
I'm telling you, he is the digital meteorologist of LinkedIn.
He is. He'll go to LinkedIn and post his stuff, and it's all happy right there.
I wonder if this cloud storage includes those stratocumulus clouds, you know what I'm talking about?
No, it does not.
No? Okay.
It's purely LinkedIn. So to do all that. All right, so our goal, we got a nice, fun show for you. Chris Sanders at 10 o'clock, Sean Henry at 9:30. Tim Bryant's going to join us. Wilson County FCA, big event they're happening in 2 weeks. I'm a part of. We'll have to talk to him at 9:45. But our goal today is not to mention the quarterback from Miami, his name.
Like,
are you on board with this?
I'm on board. I said before the show, if we mention the name and or the surname, then you got to do 5 push-ups.
Okay, you said it's like Baltimore?
Excuse me?
You said, like,
Voldemort.
Who's that?
You know, Harry Potter, the guy.
I don't watch your...
He who shall not be named, Joe. Yeah.
I don't watch your nerd shows. I don't know.
I'm sorry that you like Spaceballs instead of Star Wars.
You know, in school, I had to read, like, the Harry Potter books.
Okay.
And so now, like, that's the thing. People reference books in movies.
That's fine.
So.
But I don't partake in your nerd world.
It's okay.
What does Voldemort do?
He is like an evil wizard in the Harry Potter world, and apparently he killed like Harry Potter's parents or whatever it was. And so like all these movies kind of lead up to the end of it always being Harry Potter versus Voldemort.
This is awful.
Yeah.
Who plays Baltimore in these movies?
Voldemort?
Yeah.
I'm not sure who the actor is, but he's bald and he has no nose.
Oh, so half of me. How does the whole thing, is there a continuation on these? How many books are there?
It is like, what, 6 or 7, Nick? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're part of this too, Nick?
What?
You're part of this?
No, I'm aware of it.
For our generation, Joe. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this was all like from K to like 12th grade. It was, we all knew by Harry Potter.
All right. Okay. And so was there an ending to Harry Potter?
Yeah, it was what, Order of Phoenix or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So no, it was not that. I don't remember the name of the end. I'm like, look, Joe, I don't know the end of the book, but I do know that it ends, and it ends in very dramatic fashion. So,
well, for those, and spoiler alert, how does it, I mean, are we done with it? That is. Oh, that's Ralph Fiennes.
That's what Voldemort looks like.
Yeah, okay.
For those on the stream. There you go. So.
All right. I did not know that.
Yep.
All right.
So he had no nose.
So because of that, we're not going to talk about one certain quarterback in Miami because, frankly, I'm tired of it. But today is allegedly Colorado's pro day.
Yeah.
So
allegedly it is.
Yeah.
No Brian Callahan. No Chad Brinker in attendance for that.
Nick Holes is there though.
Oh,
watch out!
Oh boy.
Your favorite, Joe.
Denard Wilson's there.
Why? Okay, so Denard Wilson there for Travis Hunter because I really wish the Titans would pick him.
Borgonzi is there too. So.
Okay.
I didn't think
Borgonzi.
So Brinker and Callahan are not in Colorado.
Yes.
Don't think so.
Okay.
Apparently, they've done their research on those top prospects.
So they don't need to be there. No. What more they have going on? They don't need to be there.
You know what? They're probably trying to catch up with Chase McCabe.
Storm chasing
is
storm
storage.
Chasing, right?
That's what they're probably doing. They're saying that Chase McCabe over at 102.5 The Game, cloud storage, we got to catch up to that guy.
Well, yeah, because isn't Brinker big in analytics or something?
He is. He's got that, you know, cancer curing model for all the scouting and stuff and whatnot.
So. Well, I pray he does. But how does that parlay into football players?
I don't know. That's what he's been known for.
That's what we've talked about. It's like, all right, your pro day is fine and good, but I got game tape. I got 3 years of Cam Ward in big programs playing football. Oh, I said his name.
All right, there's five. Put that on the list there, Nick. We're going to keep tallying.
That's five push-ups.
Yep.
All right, my bad. You're right. So, and my pen doesn't work, even worse.
All right.
Oh, man. Yeah, plus five. All right, I'll do that. I've got game tape on him. I don't need to see. I mean, it's great. You go down there and watch how he carries himself. All right, that's fine. But I got game tape on these guys. And so it's odd they're not in Colorado.
It is a bit odd. I think when you have a top prospect like Shador Sanders, you got to kind of evaluate everybody on the same playing field. Sure, there might be a little bit of a talent gap between the Miami quarterback and Shador Sanders, but I don't know. I'm in the camp. So at the beginning of all this draft talk and just top prospects on the weekend show, Jake Lyman mentioned something about by the end or by I think St. Patrick's Day, that the Titans, if they don't trade away their first overall pick, like that would be the telltale sign they'd be drafting the Miami quarterback, right?
Okay.
So they have not traded away the top overall pick. I'm still on the fence about the whole situation because now the Titans previously have mentioned that they are not looking to move off of Will Levis right now. You've seen those two, right, Joe?
Yeah.
But yeah, all that. So I don't know. At the beginning of this whole draft lead up, I was all in on Abdul Carter. Now the Abdul Carter foot thing, shoulder thing, hadn't performed at all the, you know, tryouts
right.
and stuff that he's able to showcase his talents
yep.
off my board. Looking at, you know, the Miami quarterback, kind of fall in love with it a little bit. Now listening to everybody, they're having, I guess, second opinions on him for the
sure.
most part.
Yeah.
So I'm not trying to follow along with the wave of what everybody's thinking. But that's just how my emotions are going. And I'm just kind of confused as to what direction I should be leaning. Because, like, if it were me, I've said this before, like, I don't think Will Levis is
Say it again.
I don't think Will Levis is a good quarterback. But if you're the Titans, just run it back another season with them. And get rid of Cam Ward. And, no, I said it.
All right, that's
five each.
Yep. Right.
But I would get rid of that top overall pick and then get the draft capital in return. And like to the point of that, like listening to Jared this whole week, like he's kind of harped on that. Like if you have the opportunity to get draft capital from the Giants in a big sports market that would overpay for somebody like that,
right?
Do it. Just do it. Rip off the Band-Aid because right now you could get a franchise quarterback that on paper could set you up for the future, or you could not draft him, get draft capital, and actually trust in the process of your front office and be like, hey, maybe we can build from the ground up.
All right, so will you be disappointed if they draft this Miami quarterback? Because I will. I'll be sorely disappointed.
A little bit. Here's the deal. If he ends up performing and, like, showcasing his true talents, and maybe not the preseason, but for sure, like, the first couple of weeks, then I'm on board with it. But, like, going kind of shifting to Brian Callahan, if the Titans were to draft the Miami quarterback and say, for instance, Brennan Allen is the, you know, starting quarterback week one, which I don't think will happen. I think they'll just throw the Miami quarterback in, you know, full fire and he'll start week one. But if the Titans go 1-5 or 2-6 to start
will,
the season
right?
with this rookie quarterback,
okay,
guess who's out?
Oh, yeah.
That's Brian Callahan.
Yeah.
And so with that being said, then why keep him around right now? If you can go off of – if you can trade away your top overall pick, just you should have cleaned house a few weeks ago or a few months ago.
I agree with you on that. I totally agree with you on that. So we shall see. All right, our question of the day is something I'm really excited about. So evidently on the Senate floor, a senator from New Jersey or somewhere spoke for 24 hours, did a filibuster. 24 hours, and I didn't look at what he's talking about because I really don't care. So 24 hours. So our question of the day is, and we're going to lower this down, and Nick Keyser, you're involved in this too. What could you speak on for 30 minutes without any notes, sports related? You have 30 minutes to go and if you repeat yourself, you're out. You're ding. You're out. What could you speak on sports related for 30 minutes without any notes? That's our question of the day, 615-737-1025. We'd love to hear your beautiful voice. You can call, too, 615-737-1025. Nick, hold on, Nick, not you, Nick Kayser, but Dr. Crane.
Yes.
What could you speak on for 30 minutes, sports-related, with no notes?
For 30 minutes, I could easily talk about baseball, 100%.
No, that's too generic. I need a specific topic.
Pacific or specific?
Both.
Okay.
It's got to be in Pacific time, but specific.
Okay, I can talk about Major League Baseball. I can definitely talk about that.
It's too specific. I need you, Cardinals.
I can talk about the St. Louis Cardinals for 30 minutes.
For 30 minutes?
Yes, I could.
What's the first thing you would bring up? Sonny Gray?
The DeWitt family and the ownership.
Okay.
Because the attendance is so low, and you're wondering why that is. It's because they don't, right now, care about their fans, in my opinion.
Attendance is bad up there, isn't it?
Yeah. Opening day, I think they had I'm ballparking. I don't know the exact number, but it was like low 10,000 maybe below that.
Wow.
Okay. Normally they sell that place out on opening day. It's a tradition up in St. Louis. Like, you get the kids out of school and you take the whole day, go down to Ballpark Village, do all the fun festivals in the morning, and there was not a lot of people there.
All right, Nick Kayser, what could you talk about? 30 minutes, sports related, no notes, and don't be a broad topic like life.
No, I could easily talk about the past decade of rule changes in hockey, where I could go into depth of, okay, you've got overtime, you've got the equipment issues that they've had, the different changes with all of that, and quite frankly, just the new equipment that has been developed in lieu of all of these things as well.
I see, Dr. Crane, now that's a topic.
Bingo.
That's a top. 30 minutes, no notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I've gathered it. Info from a guy that created a new skate blade. I've talked to several players about the stuff that they wear. And then I also have kept track of everything that's new as well.
I love this.
There you go.
You're like a little savant.
I am a savant. I'm a walking encyclopedia for hockey and other sports as well.
In addition to being handsome, I mean, you are a handsome savant when it comes to the world of hockey. So that's our question. So you want to redo your topic there, Dr. Crane?
Four.
I like the one you had earlier about the one you could talk about for 30 minutes. Nobody else could talk about.
Darts?
Darts.
Could you talk
30 minutes about
how
darts?
How about rugby? Come on now.
I could talk more NRL than I could darts.
Or calcio. Come on now.
I could talk Italian soccer as well.
You only get one. So the dart thing is fascinating to me, but if you could talk, what's NRL rugby?
Yes.
Australian is that redundant?
Rugby. No, that's right. National Rugby League.
But it's not National Rugby League rugby.
No. That's redundant.
Okay, yeah. NRL.
Yep.
Okay, you can go on that for 30 minutes?
Probably so, yeah.
That's fascinating to me because I don't know anything about that world. Yeah.
Now, I would stutter and fumble my words a little bit about it because I'm still learning.
Like a Mel Tillis stutter or like stuttering like,
No, I wouldn't go It'd just be a lot of pauses, like a lot of, I'd say, awkward silences for the most part.
All right.
But it's okay. I enjoy watching the sport. Joe's trying to do it to me now. I enjoy watching the sport. I get up at like 4 a.m. to watch it on Thursdays.
I'm not passionate about anything, but I love the fact you're passionate about.
I used to walk in every morning and he'd be asleep watching all this stuff.
Yeah, when I did overnights here at the radio station, I would watch NRL because that's what would keep me up throughout the night. And so around 4 a.m. they have this Thursday game. It's called Thursday Night Footy. And my favorite team, the Brisbane Broncos, it was like the first time I did overnights, they were playing. I was like, oh, this is my team. I'm watching the Brisbane Broncos. And there's a guy named Reese Walsh. He's a winger. He's like basically the star player on the team. And he got traded from the Warriors to the Broncos previously. And then he became the superstar, scoring a lot of tries, which is equivalent of American touchdowns. I was like, this guy's great. This whole team's awesome. They had a guy named Katone Staggs. He's got this like thick, like I'd say Baltimore style mustache, cop mustache. Like you could just watch guy like this guy means business.
Oh, I love this.
And so he just runs up the middle and it's like just knocks over a few guys. It's like a fullback in American football, but like it's kind of like a lineman in rugby.
Big Joe, we need to hear yours coming up next though, right?
So
yeah, well, don't toss to the break yet.
Well, I'm not tossing to no break. You just got to make sure you're going to give us a good tease, man.
We'll come back. We'll take, again, 615-737-1025 on our text line. You could call us. What could you speak on for 30 minutes, no notes, sports related, that you'd have no doubt that you could absolutely do that? We got rule changes in hockey. We got the Australian Rugby League. Yep. And I got mine, which I'm very passionate about. We'll talk about that next. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show right here. Till 11 o'clock on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Woo! All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show. That's what Chase McCabe plays when he walks into these big arenas. He talks about cloud storage and his certification. certification. He got off of LinkedIn. Chase is off today. Dr. Crane in with us today. Nick Kieser behind the glass today. Because I don't have access to what's happening, yeah. Dr. Crane, so please read something for me.
Absolutely. Later today on 102.5 The Game, tune in for Vanderbilt Baseball as the Commodores take on the Florida Gators. Pre-game begins at 5:15 with first pitch to follow at 5:30. Coverage also is available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. So if you enjoy baseball, tune in later on.
Well done.
Our prices have never been lower.
All right, our question is, what could you stand in front of a crowd and talk about for 30 minutes sports-related with no notes coming off the 24-hour filibuster that one of the senators did on the floor of the Senate? What could you do for 30 minutes? Dr. Crane could do NPR soccer. What is it?
NRL rugby.
NRL rugby. Yeah. Our great Nick Kieser could do uniform changes or rule changes?
It's a little bit of both, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And hockey could do that. For me, I could spend 30 hours, not 30 minutes, talking about why Dale Murphy and Too Tall Jones should be in their respective Hall of Fames. The fact that these two men are not in the Hall of Fames of their sports is a travesty. And that's why I don't care about Hall of Fames. I really do not care until Dale Murphy gets in, until Too Tall Jones gets in the Hall of Fame. In fact, when you tell people that Too Tall Jones is not in the Hall of Fame, they're like, you're lying. I'm like, Too Tall Jones is not in the Hall of Fame. How is he not in the Hall of Fame? And don't come at me that he didn't have 800 sacks in his career. That doesn't mean. His impact on and off the game back in the 70s was monumental. Dale Murphy, the only two-time back-to-back MVP player in the history of baseball that's not in the Hall of Fame. 398 homers, played his ass off for the Braves for so long. I mean, we got guys in the South who just revere him, who watch Braves. He's not in the Hall of Fame. It is a travesty. Guys with worse stats than him are in the Hall of Fame. It's a travesty. All right, Phil Ben. All right, we want to hear from you, 615-737-1025. What could you talk about for 30 minutes? Our friend Harry Middle Henry, which is banned from the show, says he could talk about how bad the Preds are for 30 minutes. All right. Thank you for that. Byron, I could get pretty far on how a $200 paddle can make an amateur ping pong player pretty competitive.
Wow.
That's in your world, right? You're the dart billiards world, right, Dr. Crane?
Ping pong, not really my thing to follow and watch, but I do dabble in some table tennis from time to time.
My old roommate, he loved to actually watch this in live time all the time. He would come home from class and just turn it on.
I'll say this. Ping pong. Growing up as a kid, my uncles, so at my grandparents' house, they had this like ping pong table. They used to have like battles back and forth on weekends.
Good.
Like back and forth. It was continuous.
Not on the Wii.
No, not on the Wii. I'm talking about real ping pong. It was back and forth every other weekend, round robin tournaments, and it ended. And I wouldn't say a bloodbath, but
I love it. Byron, look what you've done to us. How a $200 plus paddle can make amateur ping pong player pretty competitive. I like that.
Pickleball.
Oh, show.
Pickleball is something that you can play pretty competitively. Oh, that's another goodness. Fun sport. Oh, Flying man. Ernie's, baby. If y'all want to join, that's it.
Okay,
that's
we can do that. All right. Let's see a few more from you guys that have been in here with us to this. 9712, I could discuss 70s F1 or 80s NWA wrestling for 30 minutes. Ooh. See, I like this, 9712, because it's different. I like this. Discuss 70s F1 or 80s NWA wrestling. Devin and Dixon, I could talk Nashville Predators, unfortunately, being bad this year and the reasons why, and also anything the history of NASCAR related. So I get, all right, Devin, I like this, but we got to be more specific because you can't just talk like I admonished Dr. Crane for talking. I can talk baseball. Well, yeah, right? We need specific subject you could do on.
Like how the tires are constructed or something like that.
Did I say it correctly? What? Specific?
Yeah, specific.
Okay.
Yeah. When you asked me in the first thing, you're like, Pacific. I'm like, well, we could go out that direction if you want.
Jules, I could talk about the NFL draft past, present, future for at least 30 minutes straight. I like that. All right, that's a specific thing. Well done. Brian, the enigma. You like this, Nick Kieser. The enigma that is goalie interference.
Oh, my gosh, yes. I got a caller, but I can elaborate more on that later.
Okay, we got a call?
Uh-oh.
We got a call? Is it Clay? All right, before we put him on real quick here.
Dr. Crane. I better say, before we do get to him, our very own Jared Stillman, he said he could easily talk 30 minutes about how the NFL cap is fake.
He said that in?
He did.
I would love to see that and hear that. That'd be great. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll get some more here. Again, that's our question of the day is what can you talk about? All right, caller, go ahead. Take it.
Go ahead. Trey is on the line. What you got for us, Trey?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. My wife and I are the blessed parents of a 29-year-old son with autism. And so I could talk for at least 30 minutes about the Special Olympics. That's sporting related. It is the largest sports event in the world for children and adults with disabilities.
Oh, 100%. Wait, before you go, what makes it so special? What for you makes that so special?
Acceptance. You know, our son, when our son was young, you know, it was hard to get him involved in things, and we got him involved in the Special Olympics. A lot of people don't know how it started. It was started by Eunice Shriver Kennedy and one of the Kennedy sisters, and they had a special needs child. But, you know, for our son, he was just accepted as just kind of a normal guy and loved the athletics, and it was just such a wonderful thing. If you want to see people doing something just for the love of the sport, not for money, not for fame, not for accomplishment, this is where you can see it in the Special Olympics. It's changed his life, and we really appreciate it.
Well, let's hope we get that here. What, 2030? Is that what Nashville's trying to get, the Special Olympics worldwide here?
I think so, 2030. I think they're trying to. But, you know, it's catching a lot of attention now, too, because Special Olympics comes up in a month. And, as a matter of fact, 2 days ago was National Autism Awareness Day. April is Autism Awareness Month. And so Special Olympics starts in May, and so we're really excited about it.
Love it. Trey, thank you, my man. Appreciate you calling.
You bet.
I love it. Exactly. I hope Nashville can get that in 2030, I think it is. So.
Yeah. When I was in high school, I know at Father Ryan, they hosted Special Olympics every year when I was there, all 4 years. And I was very fortunate enough to not participate but to help out with the whole situation.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
It's great to see just – the kids smiling from ear to ear. It just warmed my heart, and it just makes you feel like you've done something. You know what I mean?
No, I love it. Thank you, Trey, for the phone call. Real quick, last one. Stillman can spend 30 minutes talking about a right tackle. That's it. So keep them coming. We love you. We have the best listeners ever. You guys, we got a lot of response to our text line. We'll read about those coming up. Up next, though, is the president and CEO of the Nashville Predators. Our good friend, Sean Henry, is going to join the show next. Chase is out. Dr. Crane's in. This is the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. All right, welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe Show here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. It's our pleasure every Friday at 9:30 to bring in somebody from the Nashville Predators organization. Today, it's one of their interns. His name is Sean Henry. He joins the show with us today. Hello, Sean. How are you?
I am doing well, but I'm missing Chase a bit this morning. I didn't know you guys were baiting and switching me.
No, Chase is out of town. He's got this whole LinkedIn cloud storage thing he's working on. So we're proud of him, Sean.
I am, too. I hear he's chasing after his long-lost love. Ryan Forrest, right?
Oh, man. It's going to be the Bridges of Madison County Part 2 we're going to have. Let me ask you this. We're having a fun a topic this morning about something you could talk on for 30 minutes without any notes. You cannot talk about the Nashville Predators, and you cannot talk about the New York Yankees. What could you talk about sports-related for 30 minutes, no notes?
The Detroit Pistons, the Boston Celtics, the New York Giants, Tampa Bay Lightning.
What exactly about the Boston Celtics could you talk about?
You give me any topic and I could school you up on it, but I stopped at about 1994.
Right, same.
That's where I really stopped caring a whole lot. But you know, I love long history and historical franchises. That's why it's so important to me that you know we keep Bridgestone Arena running, you know, for the next 30 years where it is. There's something about, you know, when you can go back 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years and talk about some legends. And, you know, I can't wait for my granddaughter to talk to her grandson about, you know, Peck Arena and why the statue is there. To me, it's the same thing. You talk about Bob Cousy, a good Long Island guy who really invented how to handle the ball. And you bring that forward to the greatest winner, the second greatest winner in history of sports, and Bill Russell, right? It's pretty cool. And then, you know, when people start talking about the greatest of all time, they kind of forget about four or five Celtics that really should be in that group, too.
Amen to that. By the way, Rodney Hampton's birthday was yesterday, and there was no love with this station for Rodney. I know you would appreciate Rodney Hampton.
You know what? Number 27, it was put in an era where there weren't a whole lot of good things around him. But he was a fun player to watch, wasn't he? How old is he? I'm going to guess he's 47.
Oh, he's 56.
Oh, my gosh. He's my age. Wow.
Yeah, right? That's crazy, isn't it? Now I know something.
He was doing great things when I was doing nothing.
All right. Yeah, number 20 from the University of Georgia, baby, up in the Big Apple making things happen. All right. I do want to talk, though. April is Fan Appreciation Month, and I know how important this month is to you in the organization because the fans are everything.
Yeah, they really are in every season, right? Whether you go undefeated or you have a season where you're chasing a lottery pick, the fans are incredible. You know, I had the good fortune of being in Columbus the other day, and they're having, you know, a really fun season for them following such an awful tragedy this summer. And and great fan base, great organization. But I was sitting there thinking they're chasing a playoff hunt, and I would take a snow day in February on a Tuesday night in Bridgestone Arena, and you compare the two crowds just in size and passion, and there's no comparison. And you know, our fans are behind this team, you know, always win or lose. Obviously, a little bit more fun when we're winning, a few more fringe fans, you know, around when we're winning. But our core fan base is just incredible, and everyone knows it. And that's what's really nice. You know, a lot of cities talk about it. Players always after the game talk about, oh, what great fans. And then some players get to mean it, and those are the guys that wear gold. Because we really do have the best fans in sports. I mean, look at our league. The league selected us to do the animated game the other night where we were one of four teams that got selected. I think we're the only team to have our game on a network. You know, it was really fun putting it on News Channel 5. And we're the only team that I think was opened up the entire country on NHL.com because the league recognizes what a special bond we have with our fans and other people want to see it and feel it. That's why they selected us to play in Europe next year, too. And you think about it, we got selected in a year that, let's face it, it's not going the way we want it to. So our fans, you know, get us rewarded time and time and time again. That's why it's so important to say thank you every game, but especially with the focus of the next, you know, three or four games.
As you well know, when the season doesn't go the way you want and the fans are passionate, when they don't speak up and you're having a bad year, that's when you need to worry. When you're having a bad year and they're speaking up, that's when you really realize you got something special, at least in my eyes, Sean.
No, absolutely. You know, it's. I think we've all been in different cities or you follow different teams, you know, where the team's just always meh, you know, like average at best. And, you know, fans are fine. You know, they go because it's a fun night out or they're going with, you know, their kids or whoever. You like when fans are vocal, period, you know, good or bad. I got an email last night after the game. We were having a watch party at my house. We auctioned off at a charity event. And you know, so it's a fun night. You're a little nervous who's showing up. You know the people are going to be weird. Are they going to open your medicine cabinet? But we had a great time. And at the very end, like, someone was asking me, do you get a lot of notes from fans? I said, I do, and it's awesome. And he said, well, let me see your email. Kind of weird request, rather than my medicine cabinet. And I literally just opened my email, and I got an email from a long, long season ticket holder, maybe 15 years, 16 years. And it was, you know what, I'm a fan. I am so mad at you, Barry Trotz, our coaches, our players. I renewed, but I'm warning you, man, let's do better next year. And then he said, by the way, I was at the game last week. I had so much fun. So you can be mad and angry and want more and still have fun. And I tell a story a lot. You know, 2 months ago, I was coming in on a Saturday, and I called Bill Wickett. And I'm almost embarrassed to admit this out loud, but I said, I don't even want to go tonight. And he said, you know me. 30 years. I've never heard you say that. You know, a 17 Lightning win season, 11 Pistons wins 1 year. And he said, do me a favor tonight. You have a kid sitting next to you, got him the tickets, family's going through a tough time. Just watch him the whole game. I don't care what else you do tonight, just watch him. And it was that night that it switched for me that you can still have fun because there was a kid and his dad up and down, hugging each other, high-fiving each other. We lost the game. And, at the end of it, he hugged me and thanked me. And then I was watching people leave, and, you know, people are still having fun at our games, and that's important. Now, I'd like to have them have a little bit more fun. I'd like to have them a little bit more fun in April, May, and June. But, no, it's always a good time at Bridgestone Arena. And a Saturday night, or in this case, a Sunday night in Smashville, it's always special.
Sean Henry's with us here on the Chase and McJoe Show. Sean, you mentioned earlier about the outreach this team has with the local market, but being selected as a team to go to the Global Series once again, what does that say about the outreach of the global fan base of the Nashville Predators?
You know, you get selected for these things because, you know, the league does their research. You know, who's watching what games when they're telecast internationally, who's buying what merchandise in what markets. You know, obviously when you have a star, superstar from a country, they want to kind of reward that as well and play for that fan base. But the reason you get selected for these tentpole events, and like, my gosh, you know, since 2016, we've had the All-Star game, the draft, the awards, played away as in the Winter Classic, played home in the Stadium Series, and now we're making our second trip to Europe. That doesn't happen because you just rotate through the 32 teams. They rotate through the teams that really move the needle. And again, it starts with what happened here in Bridgestone Arena and Nashville and Smashville. People want to be part of that excitement. You know, so when our games are on national television or on international re-airs or live, you know, they track that. And we get rewarded because of our fans' passion. It's really neat.
Back here locally, I've talked to so many people because I have two of the bobbleheads from Bobblehead Nights. Coming up April 8th, you guys are doing your final, fifth and final bobblehead, and it's Trisha Yearwood. I mean, it just seems like everybody's trying to buy a ticket to get that last bobblehead for the whole collection.
You know, it really is amazing, you know, the fun people have with them. And I think our marketing department, I think I had Brittany on last week, has just done such a good job in theming the season around Music City and bringing to life the personalities that are such deep Predator fans. And that's what I love about this whole series. There's not one person we're featuring that if they showed up, you know, to the game tonight, we'd have to get them a jersey. They're going to come wearing their own, you know, and you know, it might be the old Blues with laces, it might be the Mustards, it might be, you know, whatever. And I just love it, you know, because people love superstars that like what they like as well. And I think that's why the connection's so magical. But what Trisha's done with our team over the years is just so much fun. And she combines our passions of music and food and the Nashville Predators in such a fun, unique way. I mean, she had Phil and Aaron on her show a couple of years ago. Then she came out and skated with the guys. It's fun. You know, you had Jelly Roll in the stands the other night on the broadcast. And his great line is he thinks he's the first bobblehead to ever have a face tattoo. And you just laugh when you hear people get excited about, you know, what's around this team.
Yeah, I will have to go to our question of the day. You already mentioned it with Joe. But I've heard in weeks past that you've talked a little bit about Ricky Henderson. You think you talk about 30 minutes of Ricky Henderson as the non-topic with no notes?
I think I can talk about 30 minutes about Ricky Henderson about the things that aren't true, and then another 30 minutes on the things that are true. I was a good fortune at my age watching that guy do incredible things on a gosh-awful A's team in 79, and then obviously exploded through the 80s, and the Yankees were fortunate enough to get him for a few years and dumb enough to give him away again. But he was... I think he's the most fun player I've ever seen play, you know, live. You know, I put he and Ken Griffey Jr. In that bucket because you never knew what was going to happen with him. And you also knew he was going to get on base, and he was going to either steal a base or two or force that pitcher to not pitch at the top of his game. That's what people don't make a big enough deal about. When he was on base, the guy behind him, his batting average, was some incredible number higher, like 60 points higher than when he wasn't on base. And that's because he was in the pitcher's mind. I just love the guy. However, when I play catch with my kids, even to this day, if they loaf on a ball, I call him Ricky. Because in the field, you want that flair for the dramatic, that snap catch, if you remember that.
Yes.
And he missed the ball to try to show off. So if my sons are listening right now, they're probably laughing or crying. Because many a time, they're like, Ricky, come on now. I love Ricky.
I don't know if you saw, but on opening day, the Toronto Blue Jays did a little small honorary thing for Ricky Henderson. They mentioned, like, yeah, we've only had him for a short amount of time, but we want to honor one of the greats in Major League Baseball. And I thought it was a nice little testament to his family.
Yeah, I think so, too. And I don't think he gets mentioned enough in, you know, the top 10 greatest players of all time, maybe even higher. But, you know, I think that list starts, you know, with a guy named Babe Ruth, and Lou Gehrig's in there, too, but Willie Mays and, you know, Ted Williams, Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, and then I think you got to throw Ricky right in there, right? I mean, he was incredible. I was at the game where Lou Brock stole, I think, his 140th base, or I forget what number it was. He broke the record career-wise, And you figured no one's ever going to break that record. It's impossible. No one is ever going to break that record again because people weren't stealing bases like they were, you know, in years past in the 80s and 90s. But, man, he, Vince Coleman, Willie McGee, and Omar Marino, they're all fun, but one guy stood above them all.
Ricky Henderson. And, in fact, it made it even tougher, the fact you know he was going to steal the base. So it's not like they were like, oh, my God, we stole the base. We didn't see that coming.
Right. I know. They were like, the catcher knew it, second baseman knew it, third baseman knew it. Everyone in the stadium knew it. How did he do it? Right. I just don't know.
Every single time.
Four times.
What a player. Rest in peace with that. All right, Sean, thank you, brother. Kids' Day on Sunday. Canadians are in town. I love the fact that the original six get to come to our town, and that's going to be a fun day Sunday, right?
Yeah, it really will be. It's a special night. It's an earlier game. You get to come out, you know, kids, let them eat all the great food and all the nasty food and have fun. And then Tuesday, get out and see that bobblehead in the last game of the year. Maybe we'll do a Ricky Henderson bobblehead. Who knows, right?
Get it done. Oh, that's awesome. All right, man. We appreciate you so much. Thank you, Sean.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend. See you Sunday.
Oh, you got it. Sean Henry, Nashville Predators. Love it. They come on and talk to us, and it's always fun to hear from them. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. Big event happening in Wilson County in 2 weeks that I am humbled to be a big part of. We'll talk to Tim Bryant from the Wilson County FCA next about this event and the impact it has next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. All right, welcome back to the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Something about that song when you play it, we're all air instruments in here. We do that. Nick, you got something to read?
I do, Jim. Read it. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan tonight as the Nashville Sounds take on the Gwinnett Stripers. Pre-game begins at 5:50 with first pitch at 6:05. Coverage will also be available on the Game Nashville app and thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan is presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. And our NCAA tournament, men's basketball updates are presented by Toyota. Fuel your adrenaline at toyota.com. Toyota, let's go places. Also brought to you by the newcumberland.com, Twin Peaks, and Bet365.
Oh, show! The New Cumberland. Thank you for that. Big event happening on April 19th. We want you to be a part of. It's the 5th annual FCA run, the Cedars in Wilson County. And let's bring in Tim Bryant with the Wilson County FCA, a great man. Tim, good morning. How are you, sir? And thank you for doing this.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me.
It's an honor to be a part of this. It was a great honor last year. Tell us why people should get involved in this Wilson County FCA Presents Run for the Cedars on the 19th.
Well, yeah, thanks. It's first and foremost, we're going into our fifth year. And our primary reason is to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, first and foremost. And then secondly, it's one of our major fundraisers for the ministry of FCA in Wilson County. We serve weekly over 2,500 students, student athletes, and coaches, and we have over 100 volunteers. Also during the summer months, we have summer camps, team camps as well. So you can come out and be a part of helping to fund this ministry that serves over 2,500 student athletes and coaches, as I said, weekly.
The website, fcawilson.org, for all the information is there. Last year, it was packed. It was fun. So many people, the fellowship that was going on. And Tim, it was great talking to people that know you, met you in the school, and the impact that you had on their lives of spreading the gospel. That's got to be a great feeling, Tim, for you, knowing that what you're doing is impacting these young men and women as they go forward in their lives.
Well, it is. I have the greatest job in the world, bar none. But it is a great time. Like you said, last year we had over 900 runners, over 1,000 people in attendance. It's just a great family event. We have post-race, we have Hunt Pizza, Crumble Cookies, Cedars Coffee Company. And I want to take this time to thank some of our major sponsors, Wilson Bank and Trust, HTK Wealth, and Fleet Feet, to name a few.
Oh, absolutely. They all come together, especially Hunt Brothers Pizza. I think I had 30 pizzas that day, which kind of negated what I was doing out there. Tim, I want to ask you about spreading the gospel and talking about Jesus in these schools to these young men and women, because I'm being told that that spirit is alive and well, and we got a lot of good kids in these schools that sometimes get a bad rap, but there's a lot of good men and women there, and you deal with them all the time.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, a lot of negativity is stated about our youth nowadays. Some of that is true, but I can attest that there's a lot of good going on with our youth, especially in Wilson County schools. And I would like to thank the school heads of Wilson County Schools, Lebanon Special School District, and also Wilson County Schools for allowing us to come into the schools each week. Without that permission, FCA wouldn't be possible.
Amen. Tim, how long have you been doing this?
This is my 11th year.
11th year. Yeah, and people, they're taking pictures of you last week. It's like you were the rock star at the event out there. Again, this is April the 19th, fcawilson.org. Run for the Cedars. Run the Cedars. There's a 5K, a 15K, and a one-mile fun run. And just people sign up, and everybody's welcome. Right, Tim?
Yeah, that's right. And I urge people to get there early. Coach Lee from Vanderbilt University, anchor down. He'll be coming out as our special celebrity guest starter to join you as our race announcer.
Beautiful. You got two of the best-looking bald men in America, Tim. Be part of this. Tim, thank you for this. Thank you for your dedication. I don't think we thank you enough for what you do in spreading the word and the gospel and letting kids know about Jesus, man. Thank you for what you do, Tim, and I'll see you in a few weeks.
Well, thank you, and I look forward to it.
All right, that's Tim Bryant with the Wilson County FCA. Again, fcawilson.org. And I found out that Nick Kieser, your lovely wife, is running in this.
Yeah, she is going to be running in this. Yeah. After you said that it was with the Cedars out there in Wilson County, I was like, wait a second. My calendar in 2 weeks has a run, and my wife Kristen's going to be in it.
So there you go, buddy.
Get on out there.
Perfect. Yeah, again, fcawilson.org. Hope to see everybody out there. It was a lot of fun. Before we go to the break, Nick, you got something else you want to read? Because evidently you like dominating the show.
I'm just reading here, right? Joe. I think you're involved with this next thing, by the way. Tune in to let's restart this, Joe.
All right.
Tune in tonight on Totally Hits Nashville, 93.3 Totally Hits Totally Nashville, as the Nashville Cats take on the Oregon Lightning.
Yeah.
That's a big game tonight, isn't it?
A huge game.
Okay.
Huge.
Pre-game coverage starts at 6 and kickoff to follow at 6:30, with coverage also available on the Totally Hits 93.3 app and TotallyHitsNashville.com.
Who's calling that game?
I think Joe Dubin and some guy that has a really nice blue polo.
What's his name?
Jake Lyman.
That's it.
Yep.
We'll call the game then. All right. Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome. Appreciate
that. All right. We'll take a break. Come back, our good buddy Chris Sanders, the 10 o'clock hour's hit. And again, our question of the day, if you had to speak for 30 minutes on a sports topic with no notes in front of a big crowd, what would you speak about? It's got to be specific. Unlike Dr. Crane says, I could talk about baseball. Would that be specific?
I don't sound like that.
All right. Back with more here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.